Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. Straight up top of the hour, you're in the right place. That is, if you love the truth, if you want more of it, that's what we do here, 3 hours a day. We educate, educate, educate. Why? Because it's all about getting the information to others. I wanted to get back to this mystery blob that appears on radars across the Tennessee Valley. Huntsville, Alabama is largely anchored by various military industrial complex companies. The NASA program and one of the largest U.S. military bases called Redstone Arsenal. Redstone Arsenal is home to new units and personnel as a result of the BRAC, that BRAC, B-R-A-C, that's Base Realignment and Closure, as well as many classified entities are at Redstone Arsenal. And to see a headline like this raises many possibilities. Scanning the internet, maybe many blame the anomaly on HAARP, which is not far-fetched for a number of reasons, but unlikely in this case. Others mention chemtrails, and is constantly rumored, and then calling it, of course, geoengineering technologies that have been developed of late. But what is known is that there were more than the usual number of military helicopters flying around Tuesday. It's common to see the occasional training happening in Huntsville skies, but there was an increased number of helicopters out, including multiple twin rotor Chinooks and an above-average number of civilian copters. So anyway, there's a lot of people asking, what is this blob on the radar? And meteorologists have suggested it could be a false echo. Some people have reported the strong chemical smells coming from there. And anyway, if anybody's from that area, we always love to get info from you. So email us at ThePowerHour at ThePowerHour.com. Now, here's a story I would normally cover, but it's kind of fun to cover it. Bill Clinton allegedly has a biracial son. I'm not kidding you. Bill Clinton has a little bit of an unattended business he needs to take care of in the name of a young man named Danny Williams. Is he or is he not Danny Williams' father? He is a young man who... anyway, he says that his father is Bill Clinton. Now, you see, I guess they don't know about DNA test or whatever, or he doesn't have to take a DNA test, but he's alleging that Bill Clinton is his father. Now, if you see the picture, which is in the email blast and at the Power Hour News section, you're probably going to agree it is Bill Clinton's son. 27-year-old biracial man claims he is Bill Clinton's secret son, and he now says, I want to meet my dad and my sister Chelsea. Oh boy, we'll see if this gets much air. Of course, it did come out of the Inquirer at first, but now other websites are covering it, like the Cleveland Challenger. The 27-year-old biracial man wants to meet his family. He was the secret son of a girl who was a call girl, and the America's Globe magazine reported that the 27-year-old man is desperate to meet his biological dad before it's too late. In its latest issue, the Globe details how the love child was conceived. They've got photos of the young man and his mom. So I don't normally get into this kind of news, but I just thought it was kind of interesting for you. Also, a very sad story about a deaf woman that was beaten black and blue. You can see the pictures of her because she didn't hear their orders. A Washington woman suffering from mental and hearing disabilities was left with severe bruises on her face. Oh, let me tell you, they are worse than severe, if you ask me. 36-year-old lady dialed 911 while being arrested last Monday to complain about police brutality after being pulled over by an officer and hit in the face. Things quickly spiraled out of control during Graham's run-in with police officers, whom the 36-year-old disabled woman had accused of hitting several times in the face while attempting to restrain her. She wouldn't get out of the car. She didn't hear them. She didn't know what was happening. How sad, ladies and gentlemen. How sad. This is America. We're going to be back after this 3-minute break with health news. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley, the Dr. Sherry Rogers will be up in 3 minutes. Stay tuned. 4 minutes after the hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. It is 8 minutes after the hour. You're in the right place. Second hour of the Power Hour is beginning today. Dr. Sherry Rogers is joining us, as she does monthly, because she is the favorite of all of the Power Hour listeners, because her information is documented. Documented, and that's what we appreciate here at the Power Hour. Dr. Rogers is an MD. She is a diplomate of the American Board of Family Practice, a fellow of the American College of Allergy and Immunology, a diplomate of the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. And if you don't know what that means, it means she's really done a lot of study, and she has studied to show herself approved. She is a lecturer. She is an author of many, many books that we carry at the Power Hour, of scientific articles and books. She does the Total Wellness Newsletter, which you can get a copy of, a free copy at the Power Hour if you ask for it. We have them. They have been kind enough to provide some samples. We can provide you a sample of the power of the Total Wellness Newsletter by ordering it or asking for it from the Power Hour. Or you can subscribe to it from PrestigePublishing.com or 800-846-6687. Thank you so very much, Dr. Rogers, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. In fact, I just have to get up earlier, Joyce, because I always enjoy your show so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So much that I didn't know.
Well, it's all, it's about, you know, and I even had one article here on what to do when you see a dog in a hot car. You know, the kind of stuff like you wouldn't know what to do. You know, do you call the police? Do you call the store? What do you do when you see a dog with a, you know, locked in a hot car? You know, the kinds of things like that where we need to know what we can do or should do in that situation. But anyway, it's all fun and it's all good, and we educate everybody. And that's, I know, what your goal is. You have a passion for educating other people because it makes a difference in their life, doesn't it?
Oh, the fan mail we get is incredible, and I'm just so appreciative of people letting us know how much we've impacted their lives, because at times I think, well, I should be improving my golf and tennis games rather than writing books and newsletters and doing these shows, but it's well worth it. As wellness warriors, and that's what we are, wellness warriors, we have to teach people how to heal after their doctor has given up. And basically, he's given up as soon as he tells you to take a drug or have a surgery, because that means you have exhausted everything that he knows. There is nothing else he has to give you. And the problem is that we know how to cure so much now. Diabetes, cholesterol, high triglycerides, heart damage, arthritis, cancer. We know how to cure these things. We know how they're caused. We know just about everything we need to know about them. But instead, we're doing what I call mindless medicine. In fact, right now, medicine is getting so mindless that it's becoming a computerized thing where you can actually go into a leading pharmacy and have a nurse practitioner diagnose and treat you. Because everything, every formula is, you have a symptom, well, we're going to give you this drug. You have another symptom, we're going to give you another drug. So anybody can do that kind of medicine. And as we pointed out in the latest book, How to Cure Diabetes, you want to ask your doctor instead, and it applies to everyone, even if they don't have diabetes, what is your plan to cure me? If he looks cross-eyed like you're an idiot, you're in the wrong place.
Yes.
Because we know how to cure all this stuff. It's for example, I mean, yesterday I got I received in the mail the Lake News, and it's a little magazine, and in the back, of course, are some ads for medical practice groups, and their photographs are there. They're all standing up there proudly in their white jackets. Well, one physician is under 50 and obviously 50 pounds overweight. Now, truly, is that person going to be able to teach anyone about health? And every time I open up a medical journal, or they have the pictures of some of the leading medical people, the president of this academy or whatever, another one, there's always a few that are very obese. And, of course, hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's thyroiditis are leading their epidemic now because the phthalates, the number one pollutant in the human body, are a major cause of not only diabetes, but of hypothyroidism. But what do? We give them thyroid. That's the dumbest thing in the world. And
yes,
people will say, what? That's standard. You always give thyroid if someone is hypothyroid. No. If you're driving down the road and your red oil light goes on, do you smash it with a hammer? No. You put in the best quality oil you can. So if your thyroid is low, your TSH goes up, your T3, your T4 goes down, you have hair loss, cholesterol, weight gain, you're exhausted, and you have all the classic symptoms, constipation, etc., you don't slug it with thyroid. Here you have a damaged thyroid gland already, so now you're going to put more thyroid in the system so that the body says, oh, well, the thyroid isn't working too well, but, oh, here comes more thyroid, so don't worry, we don't have to make any. After a while, you suppress the making, so then your dose goes higher, and he gives you more. And on it goes, but the person says, but I don't feel any different. I still have hair loss, constipation, weight gain. I'm exhausted all the time. I have high cholesterol. So they raise the dose. What did they miss? They smashed the oil light. They didn't fix what was broken. They didn't do the oil change. If someone is giving you thyroid, that means they totally missed an opportunity to measure and replace the minerals that your thyroid gland is screaming for. A lot of people, it's as simple as iodine, selenium, zinc, manganese. Oh, and then if you need more and more thyroid as time goes on because you're suppressing and you didn't fix what was broken to begin with, it's the thyroid receptors. They have to hook into a lock and key mechanism in the cell membrane in order to turn on energy and all the wonderful functions that thyroid does. Well, if the cell membrane is damaged, as it is in 90% of folks, then it cannot hook in. So you can give thyroid till the cows come home. It doesn't do anything for the person. And that's what a lot of people will tell you. Well, I'm on it, but I have a glandular problem, and that's why I'm 50 pounds overweight. No, you have not done the oil change in the cell membrane to fix the thyroid receptors. Same thing with diabetics. And so all these directions, whether it's hypothyroidism, diabetes, cancer, whatever, they're all in the new book, How to Cure Diabetes. And we'll go into other conditions, but let me give you a breather and give you a chance to say anything.
Well, no, but I think it's so important because, now what do you think? What do you think the reason is that there is so much thyroid disease, hyperactive or hypoactive?
Oh, I know why.
Okay, let's talk about that.
It's all in the new book, How to Cure Diabetes. A major cause, the number one pollutant in the human body now, is our phthalates. They come from plastics, plastic water bottles, plastic wrap on our foods. It's plastic contaminates our air, food, water, our homes, everywhere. I mean, we're all sitting in front of a plastic computer. We're foam insulated, foam chairs, foam. I mean, everywhere. You cannot get away from it. We have so polluted the world that when the government does studies on phthalate, P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E, or plastic levels in the human body, they found there's no one who doesn't have them anymore. And even when they drop helicopters into pristine areas and examine wild animals, from fish to salamanders to polar bears, wherever, they all have them. In fact, right now, even the polar bears in the Arctic with the cleanest air, food, and water on the planet have human diseases. Why? Because they have hypothyroidism. They have osteoporosis. This is unheard of because they have high phthalate levels. And get this, the level that we use in the laboratory to create diabetes, to study diabetes drugs, is 5,000 times less than the EPA safe level of phthalates for human ingestion. And it only takes 4 days to create the diabetes.
Mm.
And this is all in How to Cure Diabetes, because this is very important. People do not realize that they have total control over all of their disease states. And we, in medicine, try to make it sound like it's a mysterious, magical thing, but we control the reins because we have prescriptions to knock out these symptoms. No, we don't. We have prescriptions to smash the red oil light. And that takes, for example, when your hemoglobin A1C, the number one blood test that all doctors do when they're checking a diabetic patient, when that goes up, what do? They add more metformin or Avandia or insulin or whatever. Mm-hmm. They do not fix what's broken. And with, for example, a simple nutrient that you have to make the brain younger, et cetera, is acetyl L-carnitine. Well, that lowers the A1C without damaging, without doing all the bad stuff that metformin, the leading diabetes drugs, does, which is lowering your B12, raising your homocysteine, lowering your CoQ10, lowering your folic acid. Every drug spins you faster toward new diseases and more medications.
You know what scares me is what is happening to babies, or what has been happening to babies in the past, by using the plastic baby bottles with the plastic sleeve inside the microwave, with the genetically modified formula inside that. These babies, it seems to me, no wonder cancer is the number one problem almost in children. I mean, these babies don't even have a chance.
That's true. And in fact, right now, by the time children are 6 years old, and these are right out of Environmental Health Perspective, the government's leading environmental journal, by the time a kid is 6 years old, he has levels of toxins that it used to take adults until their 40s or 50s.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why kids are on a roll, and they have more diabetes, hypothyroidism, cancers, you name it.
Oh, that is horrible. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. The Dr. Sherry Rogers joining us today. All of her books and the products we'll be talking about are at the Power Mall. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you recognize that is our Steve Voss. That's right. Steve Voss was at the Constitutional Sheriff's Convention that I attended this past weekend. What an amazing time. This guy is so incredible. Anyway, that song is going to be in his new Praise and Patriotism album that's coming out. We also have another new album at the Power Mall of Steve Voss. Call them at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Also, when you order Dr. Sherry Rogers' books and the products that she recommends, get that music. We do business with each other so we can support each other, keep each other in business, and do the next right and honorable thing. So please support Steve Voss and the Power Mall. We're talking to Dr. Sherry Rogers today about what contributes to our illness now, or illnesses. And you know, it is so funny that people still believe that you go to the doctor, get a pill for each disease, when in reality, Dr. Rogers, there's not that many causes of disease. And as you were mentioning yesterday, there's a very close correlation between diabetes and cancer, which most people would never even understand.
Oh, absolutely. Cancer, for example, thrives on low oxygen. And, of course, diabetics have low oxygen or hypoxia. Cancer thrives on high sugar. It's like fertilizer for it. And, of course, diabetics have that. Many of the same deficiencies that create diabetes, as well as its precursors, high blood pressure, cholesterol, NASH, non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, or fatty liver disease, syndrome X, insulin resistance, all that stuff are precursors to diabetes. Immovable weight gain, etc., and these things are all treatable and curable early on, so they do not manifest as diabetes. But what we've done now is, well, diabetics, for example, have 80% increase in cancer as opposed to other people, as they should, because they've gone through their lives never fixing what was broken. So, of course, it leads to it. For example, like we showed in the book Wellness Against All Odds, first let me back up. Did people ever wonder why the immune system does not gobble up a cancer cell like it gobbles up a strep bacteria and gets rid of it.
Interesting.
Why doesn't it kill cancer cells? Because cancer cells are smarter. They secrete what's called a sialoglycoprotein, a slimy little protein around the outside of it to cover up its antigenic recognition sites. In other words, the way that it recognizes, we know people when we walk down the street by their face. Well, the faces are covered up on the outside of the cell membrane for cancers. So when our immune cells are scouting around for bad things, it does not see them. They're literally invisible to the immune system. But as Dr. John Beard showed, who was chief of embryology at Edinburgh University, pancreatic enzymes, which, of course, diabetics don't have a lot of oftentimes, dissolve off this coat so that now cancer cells are lying naked in the breeze and you kill them. Then when you have all these dead pancreatic cells floating around, you get a little toxic, so you have to do the detox enema that's in there and flood the system with carrot juicing and high doses of vitamins. And that's all in wellness against all odds, because the carrot juicing, for example, as Harvard researchers showed, actually reprograms the P53 gene, the cancer gene. When we all have the P53 gene in us that makes, it runs around looking for bad cells, and they're working in all of us all the time, whether or not we have cancer. And when it finds bad cells that are cancerous or precancerous, it gets rid of them. It makes them commit suicide. We call it apoptosis in molecular biochemical terms. Mm-hmm. Well, the phthalates mutate the P53, so now instead of making cancer cells commit suicide, it actually makes cancer cells grow crazy. And we can put it back to a cancer killing with high doses of beta carotene, such as in frequent carrot juicing. And that's all in wellness against all odds.
And it explains why, listeners. It's so important to understand why, because then you want to do the carrot juice more often. We'll be back with Dr. Sherry Rogers after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries. You're listening to a special encore of The Power Hour.
Welcome back to Power Hour. It's all about the truth. It's all about documentation, according to Dr. Sherry Rogers. You know, I am impressed. Every time we have her on, I understand more. And I realize how brilliant she is and the amount of information that she is able to take in and then give back to us in a way that we can understand. And we are so grateful for that. And the information is in her books. Now, I know so many of you have her books. Let me just give you an idea. The names of the books, Cholesterol Hoax, Depression Cured at Last, which is one I'd like to talk about. I'd like to talk about depression, what causes it, and what can help it. And Depression Cured at Last is the book that Dr. Sherry Rogers wrote. It's on sale for $22.45, and it's 700 pages, ladies and gentlemen. You talk about getting a deal for $22.45. Detoxifier Diet, that's the one to begin with. If you have not started with anything, I would start with that one. And then, of course, the book on diabetes. How to Cure Diabetes, and you notice she didn't say how to treat diabetes. She said how to cure diabetes. The High Blood Pressure Hoax, Macromello, No More Heartburn, The Cure is in the Kitchen, Tired or Toxic, and Wellness Against All Odds is only $16.15. That's on sale at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to the PowerMall.com. Dr. Rogers, do you agree that when a lot of people say, or it is said, that most of us probably have some type of cancer growing in us, do you believe that? And do you believe that it is possible for us to turn ourselves around at any time and undo possible damage that's been done in the past?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we have the documentation coming up next month in the newsletter, even more of it, with people that folks can call and talk with. I've been through all of their medical records, and they were given up on 20 years ago, and they're extremely well with metastatic disease that where they were given just months to live. We know what cure causes cancer. We know how to get rid of it. The thing is that if you follow, for example, the Wall Street Journal, the latest drugs for the last few years for diabetes or for cancer basically extend life 4 months on average, 4 months. And
Wow. Most
of them now are $10,000 a month. Well, if that is covered by insurances, which many of them are, then why are not far infrared saunas, cardio ions, nutrients prescribed by knowledgeable doctor covered for people, because those have a much better track record. Mm-hmm. And they actually cure disease. They get rid of it, not just extend life for somebody who's down and out by 4 months.
Oh, my. You know, I was reading about Farnford saunas last night. I have one, and I was you recommended the company to get it from, and I got it from them and have been thrilled with it. And I was reading more about it last night. The way that the Farnford sauna works, and yet this would be the perfect thing for Gulf War veterans, Agent Orange, et cetera, but they don't promote it and they don't use it. But explain how it works and what it does for you if you have cancer or if you have some toxins in your body. How does the far infrared sauna work?
Well, you're absolutely right that every VA hospital should have a detoxification mm-hmm. program, as we described in Detoxify or Die, including the far infrared sauna. Plus, we found even more evidence for it, which is in the current book, How to Cure Diabetes, because it's so crucial to do far infrared regardless of whatever you have, because we are the most toxic generation ever on the face of the earth. And that is the, first of all, the number one best way to get the phthalates, the plasticizers, and the pesticides out of the human body. These are the major causes of most disease, especially the phthalates. The phthalates damage the very fundamental chemistry of the human body. That is the function of the cell membrane. This is the protector, the computer keyboard. It's where all the receptors are. It's where the cytokines come out of to kill cancer. It's the guts of the body, the cell membrane, the membrane around all nerves. And yet we're not doing a thing about it in this era because we're not focused on cure. The money is in drugs and the pharmaceutical industry. As I go through the practice guidelines for the American College of Cardiology, the American Diabetic Association, blah, 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 all American Academy of Pediatrics, they're all about management of a disease. In fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics just blatantly advertised their total ignorance on this whole issue in the Wall Street Journal recently, because they came out and said, we don't understand why now children are getting adult-onset diabetes. There's an epidemic of them. Well, they must have been hiding under a rock for all this decade, because we know what causes diabetes. Even the government studies have proven it. The phthalates, many medications, the statins, some of the drugs for mental disease, some of the blood pressure pills, you name it. But the phthalates, the plasticizers that these kids are weaned on and their mothers are sucking down bottled water out of plastic even before the kids are born, and the whole environment, they give them a new plastic-coated waterproof mattresses and everything and crib bumpers. The kids never get a breath of fresh air, as we showed in Detoxify or Die. So anyway, the American Academy of Pediatrics went even further to advertise their blatant ignorance, because they said in that article, well, so we've decided that we better start all these kids on metformin. Oh, my gosh. If they just read two chapters in How to Cure Diabetes, they'd see that that's going to program these kids for all sorts of mental disease, mm-hmm. More glasses, low IQ, etc. Because the metformin lowers their B12, their folic acid, it raises their homocysteine, and it creates many deficiencies. They are so incredibly out of it, I cannot believe it. In fact, right now we're seeing a litany of kids with atrial fibrillation. They're having adult onset arrhythmias, supraventricular tachycardia, where they pass out. And these kids are 8 years old, 9 years old. And when they go to the cardiology clinics, and I'm talking Mayo, Cleveland, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, what do they tell them? They tell the parents that eventually, when the drugs fail, they should have ablation, where you slip a catheter into the heart and permanently destroy heart, nerve, and vessel. Every single kid that we have consulted on the phone has been cured within less than a couple of months, because all we did was find the deficiencies some of it was as simple as cod liver oil, selenium, phosphatidylcholine, acetyl-L-carnitine. I mean, we're not talking rocket science. We're talking regular molecular biochemistry of how the human body is healed. And that, all these things are in the new book, How to Cure Diabetes, with over 1,000 medical references. Because I'm sick and tired of this deceit. Right now, for example, a guy goes to the emergency room and has a heart attack, which, by the way, the Total Wellness newsletter of 2011 and 12 goes through all the emergency medicines that you better have at home because they don't even give them in the ER, and it improves your survival over 58%. When they go to the hospital, they're given, most of them now, if they've had a heart attack, they slip in a DES, a drug-eluting stent, a stent that's coated with chemotherapy. Now, wait a minute. Here you have an infarcted area, the biggest catastrophe of your life, because the heart has to keep beating no matter what. And every drop of blood that goes to that damaged area carries chemotherapy. Well, wait a minute. When people have cancer and they're on chemo, the first thing we do is give them acetyl-L-carnitine, the tocotrienols, gamma-tocopherol, etc., all the nutrients that are proven to stop you from dying from cardiotoxicity caused by chemo. Most people with on chemo die from heart disease, a lot of them, rather than the cancer itself, because the chemo kills the heart. Well, now the chemo is in the heart, and yet the cardiologists don't put them on those. So the Total Wellness Newsletter 2012 to 13 goes through all the things that you better be on if you've had a stent, because the worst thing is, if you look at the New England Journal of Medicine and the Journal of the American Medical Association, and a lot of this is in the Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And also in How to Cure Diabetes and the Total Wellness Newsletter. If you look in those articles, folks who had the drug-eluting stent, which is about $9,000, versus the bare metal stent, which is, I don't know, $1,000 or $2,000, the people with a drug-coated stent have a 30% increase in death rate in 3 years.
Oh, my word. Now,
and they're never asked what they want or given any choices or told anything about it. So this is all people who are serious about living, they better do 2009 through 12 Total Wellness, because this is serious stuff. The medical profession is out of control.
How can they justify, or what do they use to justify putting chemo on a stent?
Oh, I'll tell you why. We know why. And it was even in the Wall Street several times. If a patient is admitted to the hospital for a procedure and they are readmitted within a month, Medicare does not like to pay. So if you put chemo in the stent, this delays the restenosis, because they haven't put you on the right nutrients that we spelled out in How to Cure Diabetes, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You, and the Total Wellness Newsletter. They haven't put you on the nutrients, so you are going to restenose, because now you've got a clot magnet in there. You've got a hunk of chicken wire mesh coated with chemotherapy and phthalates, by the way, plastic. And so that's sitting there in the vessel that is feeding the infarcted area, the area that had a heart attack. But it keeps you from being readmitted in that first month when Medicare won't pay.
That's unbelievable. Such criminal activity. Okay, the question obviously...
My attorney friends and my husband tell me I can't use the word criminal because it implies intent and a lot of other legal stuff.
Oh!
They tell me. Yeah, and besides that, you know that is not even a bad thing, because the definition of malpractice is that you are not doing what the herd does.
That's right,
not
the standard
that you're doing
of care.
Bad medicine, but you're not doing what everybody else is doing in your medical community. That's the definition of malpractice.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I appreciate your giving me that good information there, that it's not criminal activity. It is just, it is within the standard of care, so they can do it, and violates everything you and I might believe in, but that's how they get away with it.
Well, the standard of care is stupid, because
yes,
it's very misguided. It's extremely misguided, because it has nothing to do with healing. Nothing whatsoever. Oh, in fact, you know, we were talking earlier how the pancreatic enzymes which, of course, are deficient in diabetics, which is why they have more cancer than other people. The pancreatic enzymes that dissolve the coating, the sialoglycoprotein, the suit of armor off cancer cells, so now they lie naked in the breeze, and the immune system can gobble them up, as we showed in Wellness Against All Odds. For first cancer people who never read any health books or something, they should start with that. Anyway, that was discovered and proven in 1904, and it has continued to be proven since then. 1904. What is it going to take?
Yes. What is it going to take? Okay, the question then, and I know you've glossed over this a little bit, or you've said it very fast, but I want, you know, I'm getting email questions. How do you get the phthalates out of your body? What takes phthalates out of the body, or is it possible?
A lot of things. A good clean diet, like the macrobiotic diet, which many people have gone on and reversed their cancers. I've been through their medical records, every oncologist record, their internist records, their x-rays, MRIs, etc. And many of these people, and we've written about them, in, and you can talk with them. They're in the newsletters, their phone numbers, etc. They're well, and it's 20 years later. In fact, I introduced some of them at lectures. And I have met with them as well as been privy to all of their medical records as well to make sure that it is verified. It's the best program for reversing cancers when everybody has given up on you. But anyway, that diet also makes people detoxify. For example, one gal who did not have cancer, she had a multitude of other problems. She came in after she had started the macrobiotic diet, and she said, all my symptoms are gone. This is wonderful, but I want to show you something. And she lifted up her hair, and here is a blistery rash that is purplish on the back of her neck. And then she lifted up her shirt, and here's the same blistery purplish rash over her liver. Then she whipped out her bed sheets and her pillowcases from a shopping bag, laid them on the exam table, and she said, and my sheets are stained purple when I wake up in the morning, because she had been doing the macrobiotic diet. Purple is the color of the permanent wave, and I have photographs of these that I give in public and doctor lectures. Purple is the color of the permanent wave solution she used with bare hands.
Wow.
As a hairdresser for 18 years. The body detoxifies when you make it healthy enough. And we have lots more examples of this kind of stuff. So the macrobiotic diet, you start with you are what you ate, then you go to the cures in the kitchen, and then macro mellow. For people who are serious about their cancer, they would also do the newsletters at least of this year. And people who are really serious, they'll go back and devour every book and every newsletter, because the more you understand about the workings of the body, the more prepared you are to help it heal so that it actually cleans itself. Now, the far infrared sauna creates a molecular dance of the molecules, and we have all the references in the science in how to cure diabetes and detoxify or die. And this helps actually throw out molecules of pesticide, heavy metals, plasticizers, or phthalates into the sweat, and then the body gets rid of them. So there are a number of ways. There are other products on the market, but I've not been convinced by the research. They haven't done enough studies, and I hate to badmouth anybody else's business, so I won't bring those other things up. But to my way of thinking, if they would just test before and after levels of something, phthalates, heavy metals, whatever, and show that their particular thing does lower it, then I would be very happy to talk about it. But at this point in time, those are the leading things, the macrobiotic diet and the far infrared sauna.
Okay, explain also the detox cocktail, because I know out at the Power Mall we have all of the items, the detox cocktail out there, and people use them and put many of them in their smoothies every day also. What does this do, and does that help to remove the plasticizers from the body?
Well, the body is in a continual detox mode if it's not overloaded with doing its other functions. And that's the problem. When you have too much junk in your body, it has to keep the heart going. It has to keep the lungs going. You know, it has to keep the brain going. So detox becomes a less important feature, and that's why people continue to get sick. But the detox cocktail, for example, we know that, and all this is documented in Detoxify or Die and further and other things, that when anybody is sick, the glutathione goes down. So that's in there, 800 milligrams of glutathione. We know the vitamin C levels go down, so that's in there. And lipoic acid, but it has to be R. If it's alpha or just lipoic, the guy doesn't understand the chemistry of the body.
It has to be R lipoic acid, which we have at the Power Mall. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Power. Man, this hour has gone by so fast. We'll be right back. For wanting to take care of your body, treating it like a temple, not a dumpster. When you go to the grocery store, are you amazed like I am at what people eat and what they think is food? It's scary, and especially when you see children. I always say, if you see somebody, and you know, sometimes even couples go into the grocery store and get those little carts, the motorized carts they ride around in, whatever's in their basket, don't eat it. I mean, it's scary. It is scary what people think is food. Joining us today is Dr. Sherry Rogers. She has a newsletter that I'm telling you is incredible. You can order the back issues of the newsletter, which is a really good idea. Just buy a whole year's worth. Get them and keep them. Share them with your church. Share them with your friends, whatever. Now, you can go to prestigepublishing.com. Or you can call 800-846-6687, 800-846-6687. Or if you want to purchase any of the products we're talking about or the books, those are at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Dr. Rogers, if they explain the detox cocktail and how one would take it for adults and children, if you would, please.
Oh, every one of us is detoxing continually, night and day. And so at least before bedtime you want to do it, because that's when you're supposed to be in the healing mode, because you're not digesting, you're not running around, you're not in the fight or flight mode. So this is when your body rests and heals whatever it is you have. If you've eaten late and the wrong kinds of things, it's not in a healing mode. Detox cocktail, 400 to 800 milligrams of the best quality of glutathione, reduced glutathione, 500 to 1,000 or even more if your bowels can take it, of vitamin C, and 300 of R lipoic acid. In fact, it should be malpractice to have anyone treat a diabetic without lipoic acid, because, first of all, it's been proven, as we showed in How to Cure Diabetes, to stop every side effect from the dialysis, the renal failure, the cataracts, the gangrenous amputations, the blindness from retinal hemorrhages, the worsening of diabetes. And if your product says just lipoic acid or alpha lipoic, that's a lousy product, because that means it's alpha. If it doesn't designate R, as in racemic R lipoic acid, because if it's just lipoic or alpha, that means half of it, 50% of it, the body throws away. It can't use it because it's not compatible with the human chemistry. And so these work on the various phases, phase one and two of detoxification, to make it as simple as possible. So at least once a day is great for everybody. And I might say, too, that folks should take seriously about promoting you, because many stations now are being bought up by other concerns. Many nutrient companies are being bought up by pharmaceuticals. Many labs are being bought up by inferior labs. And we are shortly going to not have all the resources that we have now for getting well. Plus, the FDA makes unrealistic demands on the nutrient companies and attacks them much more vigorously than it does, for example, yes. uh, a billion-dollar drug like Avandia, which they all classically always stall until they've made several years of billions, and then they withdraw it, even though, as Nissen showed in the New England Journal of Medicine from the Cleveland Clinic, it can as much as double or quadruple your heart attack rate, and that's one of the leading new drugs for diabetes. And then there's Januvia and all the others as well, and we've gone into that stuff in the How to Cure Diabetes.
Now, when we come back from this break, and we've only got a 1-minute, 10-second break, I'm going to ask Dr. Rogers what she thinks is the most dangerous drug on the market today. And then we'll take your phone calls at 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Dr. Sherry Rogers.
We've had other people on talk about the research on selenium dealing with cancer, that it actually lowers the risk of death by cancer almost 50%. There was a big lawsuit in, I think, America about that, which I would say actually won, that they're able to put that on the bottle. Selenium has far-reaching properties I never even knew about.
Selenium does, yeah. It sure does. Usually you're going to find selenium at around 200 micrograms per serving. It is kind of controversial sometimes. I think it's easily you can go up to 600 micrograms daily. So what I would do would be to do 200 micrograms in the morning, 200 micrograms in the afternoon, and then another 200 micrograms maybe later in the afternoon.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Manna Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.